With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to our very, very festive edition of the EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host, Ben, here wearing a Christmas jumper, and down the other end of the phone, also wearing a Christmas jumper, and I hope we're not matching. That would be terrible.
That would be worrying.
Yeah, it'd be worrying, wouldn't it? Mine's red. What colour's yours, James?
Black with loads of stuff on it.
We're fine. It's good to read your emails in advance of recording the show. And down the other end of the phone, it's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
Hello. Happy Christmas, everyone. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas as well. Merry Christmas, everyone.
This is a bit of a throwaway NPL show. Don't expect the lavish interviews and loads of stuff. But we can assure you that later on in the show, we are going to be catching up with the North East Football Podcast very own Mac Carruthers for a fixture preview for this weekend's big matches on Boxing Day. It's not actually the weekend, but it feels like the weekend. But it's Boxing Day matches in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. But James, we've got you on to look back at Saturday's results in the Northern Premier League and some fantastic results. Let's start things off out in front, up at the top, 6 points clear. We've got Nantwich Town beating Basford United by 3-2. Quite a performance there by Nantwich Town, James.
Yeah, great little game from the looks of it as well. Both teams got away with points on Basford on the other day. Could have won it straight out as well. But Nantwich, the form's magnificent. Top of the league, half the season gone.
From that result there, they should be top heading into 2019 now. I don't think they can be caught, can they, heading into New Year's Day matches. So they're top of the league leaving 2018. So congratulations. Basford, with that result, have dropped down to 8th position. That's because there was some stunning results elsewhere, which we'll come to in a second. Scarborough, though, they maintain their spot in 2nd position with a very hard-fought victory over Workington on the west coast of Cumbria. It finished Workington 2, Scarborough Athletic 3. But the main talking point here happened after the final whistle. The main talking point of this game happened with about 3 minutes left to play, because it was 1-1 with 3 minutes left to play. Scarborough take the lead. I think Workington get an equaliser, then Scarborough get the winner, and then there's 4 red cards after the final whistle. All happening there, James.
Really massive game for both sides at the moment in time too. Scarborough needing the win just after the last couple of games, but Workington, new management team, did not Denbury just yet, but that gap's starting to widen up a little bit for him now.
Well, after the match, the Scarborough News' very own Martin Dowick caught up with Steve Kitchick after the match. So let's hear what Steve Kitchick had to say.
Steve, is that you back on track then?
Looks like it. Yeah, and you know, not a game for the purists today, but I thought we dug in and we got the right result. So they're not a bad side. They'll take points off people, and you know they might be thinking, oh, you know, they deserve the point out a bit more. And I would have said on reflection, a draw had been. We thought it was going to be a draw right to the last 10-15 minutes. But what about, I've got to say, haven't I? Mm-hmm. First and last 10 were the ones we gained, and that just proved it.
Yeah, we always going to be a case of one going off the backside and things like that. And that pretty much happened, didn't it, today?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I mean, their keeper comes up and heads the ball, and it's crossbar. Unbelievable, great header.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Mike broke, and obviously Bailey stabbed one arm earlier on as well. It's
good.
3 points, isn't it?
Yes, 3 points, yeah.
Yeah, are we happy with the performance today? Or we just...
Not really. I just thought we worked hard, but we needed a scruffy win, I think, to get us back where we needed to be. And that might just push us on. You know, Boxing Day is a different game now. You know, they're a good football inside. They haven't played bad, to be honest, and, you know, it's always hard. It's always hard coming here, so, you know, I'm happy.
That was Steve Kitchett there speaking with Martin Dowie of the Scarborough News, and a big thank you to Martin for that clip there. But Steve Kitchett, satisfied, I think. It was a bit of a battle, now sitting 6 points behind Nantwich Town, and also 1 point ahead of Farsley Celtic. Farsley do have 4 games in hand, but it was a good afternoon for Farsley Celtic, beating Marine on Merseyside by 2-1. And Farsley Celtic leaving the FA Trophy behind and focusing on the league and getting a fine 3 points there, James.
Yeah, a big start there for Marina is the fact that, again, Miles Cummings has come straight in and scored for him as well. So a couple of weeks' time, let's see Marina with that one. But Farsley coming into Christmas, they have got an extra game over everyone else in the FA Trophy run, playing on the 29th. But again, they've now got them games in hand, they've got to convert them into points to be a massive threat.
Well, let's have the post-match reaction now from Adam Laitland. Here he is speaking with Farsley Celtic's media team after that win against Marine.
I'm delighted that we got 3 points. It's always a difficult place to come. I know they've had a bad run of form and they're obviously at the bottom end of the league. But if you look back at the games that they've had in the last 4-6 weeks, they've played a lot of the teams towards the top of the division, and they've had a couple of draws. They drew with Gainsborough, they've lost narrowly to the likes of Nantwich, Scarborough. So we knew it was going to be a very difficult game. Wasn't pretty, but it never is when you come here. This is one of them places where you've got to come and roll your sleeves up and put a shift in. And I thought that the players were magnificent, particularly when we went down to 10 men in the second half, probably about 40 minutes to play with 10 men. I know you're 2-0 up, but you know that they're going to throw the kitchen sink at you. And when the first goal went in, it would have been very easy for us to go under, but the lads, they stuck at it, and they defended with great resilience and togetherness. And I'm delighted that we managed to get 3 points.
So a big thank you there to Farsley Celtic's media team. That was Adam Laitland speaking following Farsley Celtic's victory over Marine. So Farsley Celtic in third position, 7 points behind Nantwich Town in first. But Farsley Celtic have 5 games in hand. We should say we do have a fixture preview for Boxing Day's matches, but there is a big game heading down the track on the 29th, this coming Saturday. Witten Albion hosting Farsley Celtic. More on Witten in a second. Another team who'll be in action this Saturday is Warrington Town. They'll be travelling to Baysford, and that's a big game as well, isn't it? But in the meantime, they had a big game on Saturday, and they beat Buxton by 2-1. A very, very good result, that, for Paul Carden's side. And like Farsley, they've got games in hand. They're on 42 points, James. And that 3 points there, Buxton were in good form heading into that game. Good result for Warrington.
Yeah, again, a clash for the playoff spots at this moment in time. Obviously, Warrington won't be satisfied with that. They'll be pushing up towards the title. But beating teams around them, the points that they need just to get themselves settled and get back in, especially obviously coming off the back of a bad run. They've now won the last 4 on the bounce. It's just keeping that progression going forward.
There was a big game, and thanks to Live Sports as well for the commentary, the Giant Axe, Lancaster City against South Shields. A great game by all accounts, a fantastic atmosphere. And the match finished 1-1 with both goals happening in the last couple of minutes or so of the game. Fantastic occasion there in Lancashire. We've got Johnny Crowther, who's conducted some interviews. So let's hear firstly from the home side. Here is Mark Fell speaking with Johnny Crowther after the match.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased with the result. I mean, the manner of it gets disappointing, doesn't it, when you break it down and we've conceded 92nd minute and then actually gone up the other end and hit the bar. So we could have won it at time. I mean, we've hit the post and bar first half. First half, I thought we were by far the better team, significantly. I thought they didn't get out of their own half for 30, 35 minutes. And then it was probably the other way around second half, where they were the better side, and we caught them on a great set play, and we do loads of work on it. And I just thought it was a great game of football. Great game of football, good crowd, nice little Christmas present for everyone. And I said it's a free hit for us, so there's no disappointment in me tonight. I'm absolutely made up for them. And that's a measure of how far we've come, because we have come a long way. Remember, we had 5 points when we arrived here 2.5 months ago. We're now on 23, I think, and 18th, and now got games down on other people. And listen, nature of it's not great, but I'm absolutely delighted with a free hit, a point against a top side, and they are a top side, don't get me wrong. The real test comes now with a couple of big games over the Christmas period, but an opportunity for us. If we can perform like that, we're going to be absolutely fine. The table says we're 18th or 17th or whatever, but when you unpick it in terms of where we are and where we've been and the progress we've made, we're certainly going in the right direction.
Well done today, brilliant result.
Thank you very much.
Well, brilliant performance
thank
anyway.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
With Graham Fenton, the joint manager at South Shields. Graham, point gained or 2 points lost today?
I guess if we've got to look at it as a point gained when you're 1-0 down with a couple of minutes to go. We know we didn't play as well as we can do, particularly first half. We weren't too direct for too long. There was plenty of space to play on. We didn't utilise that space well in the first half. Although at times, second half, we created a couple of good chances, and another day we might have took them and got the 3 points. But yeah, when you're a goal behind with only a couple of minutes to go, then it's obviously a point game.
You're still on a good run. You know, you've not lost a game, so that's still positive for you.
Yeah, I think it's now six wins, two draws in the last eight. So yeah, it's obviously disappointing when you look at the league table, and we would like to have thought we'd come here and get 3 points, and not to be. But we are. We're in a good run of form. We've got a tough one coming up at Scarborough, and then that backed up by two home games, which we're obviously confident we can get maximum points in that.
They're all tough in this league, aren't they? This is a side that were 18th, Lancaster. They're to me, we're not a team that should be down there.
Yeah, it's tough. You don't get any. You know, we went to Ferriby earlier in the year, and yeah, we were below par, but they turned us over. So there's no, like you say, there's no easy games whatsoever. So yeah, it's a competitive league, and we understand that, and we've got to be right at it every single week to get maximum points.
Well done today, and safe journey back up to North East. Cheers, mate.
So Johnny Crowther there speaking with South Shields joint manager Graham Fenton, and before that speaking with Mark Fell, the manager at Lancaster City. Lancaster City 1, South Shields 1. Should say, someone got in touch about Lancaster City, saying we don't feature them enough on the show. Mark Fell was on the show last week. Wasn't he, James?
He was indeed.
We were talking about the FA Trophy. So apologies to that particular Lancaster City fan. But we do try to spread the love around as much as we can. But we definitely did have Mark Fell on the show just last week. So we're not ignoring Lancaster. For South Shields, they're 4 points now behind Warrington Town. That's the gap between fourth and fifth. Admittedly, though, South Shields are 5 points behind Scarborough and have 3 games in hand. So it is all awfully confusing at the moment. But South Shields completing the playoff picture now. That's because Gainsborough Trinity were beaten on Saturday afternoon by Whitby Town by 1-0. And that's that mid-table pack there coming to bite Gainsborough Trinity. And we touched upon it on Friday's show, James. It's now starting to open up now, perhaps, for the playoff positions, at least for that fifth place. And Whitby Town, it's 8 points the gap now, but they are contenders in this.
They are indeed, massively. I mean, obviously, we've been saying the last couple of weeks, meeting with Matt Lott, Buxton, Hyde, potentially looking for the playoff spots. You can look at the likes of Whitby Stalybridge come in, huge points for Whitby Town. But as for Gainsborough Trinity, losing more points to potential rivals, and that's been their biggest downfall so far this season. They've got to fix that for the second part of the year.
So Whitby Town sitting in 11th, 8 points from the playoff positions. A lot closer to the playoff positions is Matlock Town. Matlock Town beating Stafford Rangers and coming from behind to do so by 3-2. Matlock are now just 1 point from the playoff positions. A fantastic turnaround at the club. We caught up with Dave Frecklinson, obviously, last week, James, and, you know, he was saying when they took over, they were bottom of the table. I think they got a thump in as well, if memory serves. I think it was like 5-0, wasn't it, or something like that, when he first took over. It's such a transformation at Matlock. And, you know, Stafford heading into that game had a spring in the step following that win over Hensford. So a great result for Matlock.
Yeah, and again, just shows the capability that they've got there. Craig Westcar really coming into his own as a goal scorer. He's actually in the top five goal scorers. The only thumping that Matlock have had recently is, believe it or not, another 5-0 to South Shields.
Yeah,
it's showing that that league are going to be a force to reckon with. Added dark horse for the playoffs.
It was 6-0, wasn't it, against Basford back in September. They've not really looked back, to be fair, Matlock. It's been a great turnaround. So a great result that for Matlock. Basford are sitting in 8th position, 3 points from the playoffs. Buxton are in 9th, just 4 points from the playoffs. Hyde United are in 10th position, 6 points from the playoff positions. Great result this for Hyde, beating Northover United by 3-0. Northover have got a match on Boxing Day against Hensford, and if we can talk about the relegation zone, I'm imagining that the management staff at Northover are going to be looking more at a type of match against Hensford, who are in a bit of transition at the moment, rather than Hyde at Ewan Fields. That was always going to be a tough game, that one, for the Yorkshire side.
Hyde as well, starting to show a little bit of form from the last couple of weeks of time, and again starting to find the goal-scoring form that we know from last season. And Northover United's key games are going to be coming up now against the likes of Hensford, I would say, on Boxing Day, where it's going to be a huge advantage if they do get some points. The likes of Marine, we've got in the next couple of weeks too. They've got to start picking the points against them now, rather than later on when it could be too late, as we've seen in the past.
Yeah, at the moment, Northover United are 9 points from safety, and in reality it's more 10 points because Mikulova have got a better goal difference. Good point for Mikulova on Saturday, drawing 2-2 with Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge safely in mid-table, but that's an important point, that, for Mikulova Sports, especially given the fact that Lancaster City also picked up a point. So Mikulova Sports are now 3 points ahead of Marine, maintain that 4-point gap with Lancaster City at an important stage of the season, because they don't want to be left behind Mikulova, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, obviously, we know that they've got the capability to be able to come back into this battle. We've seen it in the last couple of seasons. However, the defence is starting to leak goals a little bit, and that's where we've seen teams come undone in the past as well. They just need to start. I mean, let's look at the home form at this moment in time as well. It's not exactly the worst. They draw more games than anything at this moment in time. So it's not like it's the end of the world just yet, but they need to start turning some of them draws into wins.
Well, let's hear now from Mikulova boss John McGrath. Here he is speaking with Mikulova Sports YouTube channel following that 2-2 draw with Bamber Bridge on Saturday.
I was delighted with the boys. You know, to go in 2-0 down, you know, you asked for a response and you asked for a performance. But before we went 2-0 down, I thought we, you know, created chances and, you know, yeah, you know, we were superb. And for the full 90 minutes, great credit to the boys to keep going. It's great momentum. It allows us now to not worry about, you know, because sometimes you think, okay, you know, we've lost one, we've lost two, when's it going to stop? And yeah, to go into the Christmas period, if you put the result aside, just to go into the Christmas period and have a performance like that, I was really proud of the boys.
So we've got two big games coming up now. We've got Baseford away on Boxing Day, and we've also got Marine on the 29th, who we're now 3 points ahead of them. They're two tough games. What have you got preparing for into these two?
Do you know what? I kind of consider bringing the boys in on Monday for a jog and a little cool down, but I trust the boys. You know, I've got a good bunch of you know, lads in there, and so the boys will go and prepare themselves tomorrow on Monday. Have a nice Christmas day. Hopefully not overindulge on food and booze. But and that's how we prepare. You know, it's tough when you're part-time because you don't really have that kind of hands-on for them. But like I said, I trust them. They're all good lads. And we'll be ready for Baseford on the 26th.
So a big thank you there to Mikulova Sports' media team. John McGrath speaking, manager of Mikulova Sports, following his side's 2-2 draw with Bamber Bridge. We will catch up. Basically, how it works is, if your side is down towards the bottom end of the table, the chances are I'm not going to get them on unless they get a win. And when they get a win, I invite them on. And obviously, because it's Christmas, I've not invited John McGrath on, but we will get John McGrath on properly for a little catch-up about Mikulova Sports, hopefully in the next couple of games or so. Some big games coming up for Mikulova Sports. Obviously, none bigger than the Boxing Day game, where they're travelling to Baseford United. And then on Saturday, they're hosting Marine. And that's turned into a very big game, that one. Between Mikulova Sports and Marine, just 3 points separating the two sides, and Marine have a game in hand currently as well. So a big couple of games coming up for Mikulova Sports. We mentioned Hensford Town and their match coming up with Northerby United. Hensford Town 0, Witton Albion 1, keeps Witton Albion's playoff hopes alive, certainly. Hensford, they're in transition, aren't they? There's not a lot we could say. It's probably their fourth side they've had since August.
Yeah, indeed, but you've still got to look at the form table the last couple of weeks. They've been overall one of the worst teams in the league. So until they get that settlement in, it's hard to know what's going to happen with Hensford Town. But again, if they're not careful, they could see themselves slip back into that relegation fight. They need to just find that form quickly and get back into it.
Well, for Hensford, they're in 15th, 9 points clear of the relegation zone. But Marine do have two games in hand. Workington, by the way, we never really mentioned them earlier in that when they got beat by Scarborough, where they find themselves in the league table. 6 points inside the relegation zone, but they do have four games in hand over Mikulova Sports. More on Workington when we speak to Mark Carruthers in a second or two with that fixture preview. But one last result to bring you from the weekend, and it finished Grantham Town 0, Stalybridge Celtic 1. Stalybridge Celtic, 8 points from the playoff positions, and still involved, I'm going to suggest, heading into 2019.
Yeah, so as mentioned before, Stalybridge thanks to some results a bit higher up, they're still not out of contention at this moment in time. But again, it's just kind of getting the momentum we saw at the start of the season.
Well, Stalybridge Celtic hosting Hyde United on Boxing Day, as you know. But just to say, a full fixture preview coming up any second now with Mr. Mark Carruthers from the North East Football Podcast. But James Hayes, social media officer from the league, a big, 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 big thank you for joining us for this festive edition of the EvoStick NPL show. You have a lovely Christmas, my friend. Stay out of trouble. I don't want to be seeing your Granada reports or anything like that. Have a lovely time, and we'll speak to you next week, my friend.
No worries, mate, and all the best to everyone out there as well.
So a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on Christmas Eve, pre-recorded on Sunday. Technically Christmas Eve, if you will. But down the other end of the phone now for a good old-fashioned fixture preview for those matches on Boxing Day, those tasty local derbies. We're now joined by the welcome return from the North East Footballing Podcast by the wonderful, the marvellous, it's a Merry Christmas to Mr. Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark, how are they?
Merry Christmas, and thanks for the oversell there. That was good.
No, it's lovely. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm saying this is going out on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. I don't actually know when it's going out, but we've decided to do a show just for you, dear listener, and a big thank you to James and to Mark for stepping in while they should be eating Christmas buffy or dinner or something, and sharing tales with the grandparents and stuff.
But got a lot of pigs and blankets waiting.
Absolutely. Let's start by talking about our Boxing Day matches then. And it is derby weekend. Some are derbies, some are stretching it by the definition of derbies. But one thing's for sure, league leaders at the moment are Nantwich Town, a fabulous win on Saturday. They're travelling to their local rivals, Stafford Rangers. And this is a very, very important game, this, for Stafford Rangers.
It's one of those where I think a few weeks back you would have been looking and thinking, well, they would have been looking over their shoulders at what's beneath them. But now, a bit more positive, they're looking up the table. Obviously, beaten at Matlock on Saturday, but there's no shame in that. But, it's a lot more positive than it was, 4 weeks ago now. But Nantwich, I keep talking to people about Nantwich, obviously being based in the northeast, it tends to be revolving around South Shields, and can they catch up with the teams above them? And I keep thinking Nantwich are going to drop away and drop away and drop away, but they just keep going, they keep proving people wrong. As you said, they're a great win on Saturday home against Basford. It's one of those where the home form could get them up, because I think it's only one loss in 13 at home, I think it is. So they're flying at the moment. I have to say, as much improved as Stafford have been, I think this one will be a Nantwich win, because they've just got so much momentum at the moment. And that'll mean a lot going into a key part of the season. And I think they'll sneak that one.
We had Dave Cook on last week, and Nantwich are certainly title contenders. I think we're safe in saying that. Obviously, the title race is quite open at the moment. And another derby for Boxing Day, again, stretching it a bit. Scarborough Athletic against South Shields. South Shields, we heard the post-match interview before from Mr. Fenton, and we obviously, it was a great draw there for Lancaster City. South Shields, with that point, though, are back in the playoff positions. This is a must win for both teams, I'm going to suggest. Because Scarborough, they need a win, because they play more games than the likes of Farsley and Warrington. And South Shields, they need to get involved if they're going to get automatic promotion.
I think everyone knows that South Shields' away record is poor for them. I mean, it keeps getting brought up every time they go away from home and they play someone. You know, when's it going to start? When he's going to kick on with the away form? Unbeatable at Mariners Park, you know, won 9 out of 9 at Mariners Park in the league, but away from home, they're just really struggling. I think it's 6-11 or 6-12 they've lost away from home. So they really need to get going. This isn't the easiest fixture at all to do that. And I remember last New Year's Day it was, Scarborough went to Mariners Park and won, and convincingly won as well. They were excellent. And it's quite interesting watching the two teams have come up together. Quite similar situations, a lot of ambition. And I think Scarborough's summer recruitment was maybe just a little bit better than South Shields. That's not to say it was poor from South Shields, but Scarborough, I think, just went the extra mile and brought in some top players from leagues above and from places around them. I've got to be honest, I think it'll be a Scarborough win simply because of how poor South Shields' away form is. And I think it's now become a little bit of a mental block. You would have said, going to Lancaster, they would have won comfortably there. But I think the circumstances, you can see I think Lancaster scored with 3 minutes left, and then David Foley scored in the 3rd minute injury time, and it'll probably feel like a win, but I know the coaching team, Graham Fenton, Lee Picton, won't see it that way. They'll want wins rather than something that feels like a win, but I don't think they'll get it at Scarborough.
Also an important game is Fans of Celtic against Whitby Town. I know the gap is 8 points to the playoffs, but you wouldn't be surprised, would you, if the likes of, I'd even throw Stalybridge into this, Stalybridge, Hyde, we're going to talk about Buxton and Matlock in a second, the playoff race is starting to widen out a bit and get very competitive, and you wouldn't be surprised if Whitby get involved in that in the coming weeks or so. For Farsley, they're the ones in prime position, aren't they? But they've got to get the games won.
Yeah, it's one of those the classic cliches, isn't it? You'd rather have the points in the bag than games in hand. And I think Farsley, for me, one of the pre-season favourites. They were a team that I spoke about a lot when I was talking to South Shields fans about who would be contenders. I mentioned them in Gainsborough, who were obviously just outside the playoffs. You're right what you're saying, that they've got to win the games, but I'll probably make Farsley title favourites, if I'm honest. I think they've got a great squad. I think that I'll say straight away, I think they'll beat Whitby, but you're right what you're saying about Whitby. They are probably, along with Stalybridge, the kind of cut-off point now for the playoffs. I can't see anyone below that getting involved unless they go on an unbelievable run. I know someone like Witten have got a lot of games in hand as well because of their cup exploits and what have you, but Whitby at the moment, much improved. I think Callum Patton's in good form, scored again on Saturday, got the winner yesterday. But I just feel it'll be a stretch too far to beat Farsley, and I think it'll be a Farsley win.
Well, they've beaten Gainsborough, haven't they, last weekend? So it's
that
I think that goes to show you the credentials Chris Hardy and his side have got this season. I mean, it was bouncing back as well from that defeat to Matlock. So it's all very fluid in mid-table, like you say, and Whitby certainly involved, but a tough game this weekend for them at Throstle's Nest.
The thing is, what I would say about, you know, I was talking about recruitment quite a bit before, Chris Hardy's recruitment recently has been excellent. He's brought in some very good players that have really strengthened his squad. And, someone like Callum Patton, who played in the Northern League and was a very, very good Northern League player, he just looks to have found a bit of a new lease of life at Whitby. And I think he's probably, he's improving as a player and he's improving their team as well. And I think we know they've lost Junior Mondale. He's gone to Forest Green, which is a big blow. But that'll just mean other players will step up. And again, I will say, I think they'll get beat on Boxing Day, but I can see Whitby, like you said, getting involved in the playoffs by the end of the season.
Let's talk about Witten Albion in 14th.
Yeah.
5 games unbeaten, a great result at last weekend as well. They're 5 games unbeaten, as are Warrington, and the two go head-to-head this weekend. Witten Albion against Warrington Town, with updates available, thanks to Andrew Simpson, of course. This is Witten Albion are the ones who, this season's Nantwich, aren't they? They're the ones with loads of games in hand. You look at them and go, can they do it? But it's the same as Farsley, except they're a long way back. It'll be a big ask, but you won't put it past them. But this is a big game against Warrington to prove it.
It's difficult because you look at the difference in points. I mean, the 12 points behind South Shields, who are in fifth. Yes, they've got games in hand. I just think it might be a stretch too far. You know, Witten haven't got the biggest squad. I think the home record needs to be improved at the moment. I think it's 2 wins in 8 at home. You can see I've made notes, can't you?
Yeah, can.
I think, if I'm going to be honest, I'm going to stick my neck out and say they'll beat Warrington, take all 3 points then. But I think the playoff challenge may just be a stretch too far unless they strengthen, because Carl is doing a decent job with a relatively small squad compared to some teams in the league. But I think the playoff challenge may just be a little bit too far for them.
Now, last week we had Richard Thomas on talking about Grantham. And I said to him off air, when I said you had to go all the way to Gainsborough, I was talking from a Mancunian perspective and how far that is to travel. For Grantham, it's not that far at all, really, is it?
No,
Gainsborough against Grantham this weekend. Obviously, you know, when we spoke to Richard, it's acknowledged it's a bit of a rebuilding job at Grantham, and they've got the point buffer now to allow them a bit more time to build and redevelop the squad a bit. For Gainsborough, it's a bit stop start, isn't it, for Gainsborough Trinity, and they want to bounce back after that Whitby defeat. So it's two straight defeats to Whitby and Buxton. It they need a kickstart, don't they, Lee Sinnott's side?
They do, desperately. I think, as I said before, they were one of the sides that I looked at pre-season and thought they'll be a real contender for the title. I still think they will be there or thereabouts in the top sort of two or three by the end of the season. But you're right, the form is too inconsistent, which is a surprise because they've got a high-calibre squad. There's a lot of players who've played higher. Grantham's a funny one because obviously they had such a good season last season and looked as if, you know, at one stage it looked as if they were going to get promoted. But it is, as you said, a rebuilding job. And I think when you look a few weeks back again, they're another team that were looking over their shoulders at what was below them, probably getting a bit worried about getting dragged into a relegation battle. But a little boost in form to take them away from that. And that rebuild, there'll not be as much pressure on it now. They'll be able to just probably be able to stay out the rest of the season and finish comfortably mid-table. But, you know, Grantham's always a difficult place to go, isn't it? They're better than what the league position suggests, I think. But going to Gainsborough for them will be a big test, and I think it'll be a Gainsborough win.
Now, obviously, Boxing Day is a time for spending quality time with your family, eating sausage rolls, vegan sausage rolls if you're Swamper, and talking about Brexit with elderly relatives. That's what Boxing Day is all about. But if I wasn't doing that this Boxing Day, I would definitely be going to Silverland to watch Buxton against Matlock Town. This is a big, big game, isn't it? And both teams are really, really on it of late. I know Buxton got beat by Warrington in a very close encounter on Saturday, but this game's going to have fireworks. It's going to be brilliant, isn't it?
It is. I mean, like you say, Matlock in great form, Craig Westcott in great form as well. Scored twice against Stafford on Saturday. And Buxton, as you said there, got beat against Warrington, but for a big spell of that game, looked as if they're going to take all 3 points, which would have been an unbelievable win at Warrington. 2 goals in the last 4 minutes, I think, was won it for Warrington. But yeah, it's always a bit tasty when these two meet, isn't it? It's great. That's happening on Boxing Day, so I imagine there'll be a huge crowd there, as always is for these games. I'm going to massively sit in the fence for this and say it'll be a draw, though. I think we'll maybe cancel each other out, and it'll be a score draw.
Also a big game in Tameside is this weekend. That will be Stalybridge Celtic against Hyde United. That stands out. A country mile is a big game. They'll be coming to 26-0, of course, with Berkey and Luke and the like. But Stalybridge and Hyde, you already said the cut-off point for the playoffs is Stalybridge. Hyde are there as well, aren't they? And if they could put a run together, you wouldn't be surprised if they're knocking on the door come the end of January.
Well, for me, you spoke about South Shields and Scarborough being must-win for both teams, and I think this one's very much a must-win for both sides if they do want to seriously challenge for the playoffs. It's a strange one because they're very similar, aren't they? You know, the season they've had, they're both there or thereabouts in that sort of 10th, 11th, 12th position. Not too far off the playoffs. I just think, looking at Stalybridge's home form, only two defeats at home. Hyde will go there as underdogs and probably have a bit of a go. But I do think the pressure will be on Stalybridge to take the game to them and get the points that probably will kickstart a playoff bid. But I think both sides have to win this game. It is a must-win scenario. And I think Stalybridge will edge it 2-1.
Let's talk about the relegation zone. This weekend, we've been saying, you know, Michelover Sports, it's the gap is now, with that point for Lancaster City, the gap is now 4 points between Lancaster City and Michelover Sports. The bottom four is in danger of being cut adrift slightly. A good point, though, for Michelover at home to Bamber Bridge. It's a tough, tough game, this, for Michelover Sports. Michelover Sports travelling to Baseford United. He'll want to bounce back. They're at home. This is a tough game for Michelover Sports against their Nottinghamshire neighbours next door.
Yeah, and I think it's stretched too far as well. Michelover just need to get something going to get it, you know, try and get away from that bottom four, but it won't happen here. I think Baseford, I can see them winning this one quite comfortably. They've got so many dangerous forward players in that Baseford squad. Michelover's away form's horrendous. One win away all season in the league. I love Michelover as a club. They're a great club, and I've got some great memories of going there. But like you said, when you look at the gap to Lancaster, you look at the gap up to the teams above Lancaster, I think it's going to be a stretch too far. And, you know, the Christmas period should be one where they kind of kickstart things. But looking at the fixtures, I just can't see that happening. And I don't think they'll beat Baseford. I don't think they'll get anything there.
But that said, it's not necessarily a problem if the teams below them all get beat at the weekend as well. I mean, on Boxing Day as well. I mean, it's they're tough games this weekend. A big game for Lancaster City against Workington. Workington, it's becoming quite perilous now, isn't it, for them?
It is, and everything that's gone on the last week as well is, you know, a big concern, losing a club legend, and you don't want to say turmoil, but there's, you know, a bit of disruption that'll cause. And you just wonder which way it's going to go. It's a difficult one. Again, I keep saying this, you know, a must-win game, but it does feel like that. But with work, and it feels like every week now they're playing a must-win game and they've got games in hand. But the pressure now is immense to win those games in hand to get them away from the where they are in the league. But I just think this one, again, and it is sitting on the fence, which I apologise for, but I think it'll be where they will cancel each other out and it'll be a draw.
And then that
which doesn't help anyone, by the way.
No, I was going to say, it doesn't really help Workington, but it does help Marine. And Marine this weekend will be travelling to Bamber Bridge. I think Bamber Bridge are safe. I don't think they've got too much to worry about. They're 11 points clear of the relegation zone. That is 11 points, isn't it? Yes. 11 points clear of the relegation zone. If Mickleover slip up against Baysford, this is an ideal opportunity for Neil Young's side to get themselves out of the relegation zone.
It is. And you know, Marine have got a lot of recent experience of dragging themselves away from a relegation battle. It seemed like an almost annual event at one point, didn't it? It was so that will help them. But again, we look at the players in the Marine squad, and I think they are better than the league position suggests. I mean, people like Niall Cummins, it's not so long ago since he was scoring goals in National League North for Curzon. Again, and I keep saying this, but I think this is a must-win for Marine, and I think their desperation might get them something at Bamber Bridge. Whether that's all 3 points, I don't know. Bamber look as if they're probably not going to have much to play for the rest of the season. When you look at the league table, I think that they are probably far enough away from that bottom four. So I wouldn't be shocked if Marine went there and got something. Possibly not all 3 points, but I think they'll definitely get something there.
And lastly, but by no means leastly, it's Northobie United against Hensford Town. Now, I've got a funny feeling Northobie will be, you know, they've had some tough games of late. I don't for a second think that, you know, they were expecting to pick up points against Hyde United and Warrington, but and even Lancaster City, who were banging form at the time. But there will be games that the management team at Northobie were looking at going, we need to get something there if we're going to get out of this. Hensford, it's a big rebuilding job taking place at Keys Park.
It is.
Is this one of those games that Northobie will be earmarking? This is one of those fixtures?
Yes, I think that's absolutely spot on. I think we can comfortably say that they're not going to escape this relegation battle. If they do, it'll be, you know, you talk about the great escape, this will be another 5 or 6 levels above that, whatever that would be. But
it's escaping and not getting arrested. That's
pretty much, yeah. And this game will be one, as you say, Hensford. There's a lot of stuff going on there now. There is another, new manager trying to put his imprint on it. North Ferriby's home form needs to improve. 1-12. It has to happen at some point. I will be seeing them on New Year's Day at South Shields as well. But I think they could go into that game on the back of a win. I think they might sneak this one against Hensford. I think it'll be a 2-1 we'll go for.
Well, that's our look at all the fixtures for Boxer Day. There are obviously some matches on Saturday, the 29th of December. Baysford United taking the big games as well. Baysford United taking on Warrington. South Shields hosting Workington. We've got Witton Albion against Farnsworth Celtic and Mickleover Sports against Marine. Wow, where did that fixture come from? Just seeing it there, that's amazing. So big games on Saturday. We'll probably have a show out on Friday. I'm making this up as I go along, dear listeners, so please excuse my blagging it. But we might have a show out for Friday where we'll preview some of those games, as well as the ones on New Year's Day, of course. But Mark, a big thank you for coming on the show for this Christmas special. Just before you go, a quick plug for the North East Football Podcast and what's coming up as well in your non-league world in the North East of England over the next few days.
We've just released our North East Football Podcast Christmas special. We had two local journalists, Ross Gregory and Jordan Cronin, on, along with spending more time midfielder Jamie Chandler and Sunderland RCA manager Martin Swales. A few little fun things on there as well, as looking back at 2018, what it meant for the North East non-league scene. We had a few special features. So Carl Finnegan, South Shield striker, did a version of Teammates, so told us some quite revealing facts about members of the South Shield squad. so much can be broadcast, and some that we broadcast anyway. And then just other things, Paul Robinson, three-time FA Vars winner, he did his 1-11, so picked a squad of the players, the best players he played alongside, so some big names in there. Yep, that's out now. You can find it on iTunes or on SoundCloud. And from my point of view, it's just obviously a busy time with plenty of games to go to. A lot of work for the local press up here, for the major papers up here, which is great because it keeps you out of trouble. And yeah, looking forward to a good family Christmas as well. At @MarkCruthers_, give me a follow on there for random musings.
Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely Christmas. All the best to your family. And we'll speak to you in the new year, my friend. All the best.
Yeah, have a great Christmas, everyone.
And a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining me on this week's show. And a special thanks as well to James Hayes, who joined us earlier for this very festive edition of the EvoStick NPL show, out on Christmas Eve for you all to enjoy with your Christmas dinner on that there Christmas Day. A big thank you too to the media teams at Michelover Sports and at Farsley Celtic, as well as the Scarborough News, and also a special thanks too to the lovely Johnny Crowther for allowing us access to their lovely interviews on this very festive edition of the EvoStick NPL show. But that's the end for the NPL show for this week. You can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter, that's @NPL Show. We'll be back with the last NPL show of 2018 later in the week. But from everyone here at the NPL show, we wish you all a fond farewell, a lovely Christmas, and wherever you're going this Boxing Day to cheer on your EvoStick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From EvoStick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the EvoStick League this year?
The EvoStick League?
Yeah, EvoStick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from EvoStick. Proud sponsors of the EvoStick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new EvoStick app.